Hello, my name is Kevin Farley. I'm a program manager in the SQL Server team. I've been doing quite a bit of work with the Windows Server cluster team, and I'm here to tell you about some of the results. So we had a business problem. The current HA solution for SQL Server is based around a feature called always-on availability groups. Always-on availability groups keep two servers in sync, keep the databases in sync, and live on both ends. We do automatic failovers. You can access the readable secondary. It's a really nice feature, and it's one of the more common ways that customers do HA in their environments. But it has a restriction. And the restriction is that currently all the nodes within the environment have to be in the same AD domain. So with Windows Server 2016, Windows failover clusters don't require all the nodes to be within the same domain or, in fact, in any domain at all. So that in turn means that SQL Server availability groups are no longer bound to the single domain. So the cluster is using self-signed certificates to authenticate the nodes to each other for internal cluster operations, and SQL Server is using its own certificates to authenticate the communication endpoints between nodes on the machines. So we're going to see what this looks like in practice. We have here a cluster with a couple machines that are in both connected to SQL Server, and we're going to create an availability groups. So you see that there's no availability group here. We'll go through the easy create availability group wizard. So name it and go next. Select the database. We happen to have one that is all ready to go. Specify replica. So this is the one that we're on. We're going to add another replica. And that replica is on 30. Connect to it. So the initial role, the one that we're sitting on, is going to be the primary. 30 will be the secondary. Fairly straightforward. Select synchronization. This is how you get the database initially booted up on the secondary server. And I'm selecting join only because I've already got the database staged in a state where it's ready to join the availability group. And we're going to do some validation. I didn't bother to set up a listener. That's the only warning, so that's not a problem here. And finish and run through the script here. And we now have a running availability group. Let's see what that looks like. Show the dashboard. So here's a healthy availability group. So we have the two servers, -29, -30, and the primary and secondary roles. We have the database running on each of them. It's in a synchronized state, which means the content of the databases are exactly in sync, and there would be no data loss if you did a failover. So this is a completely healthy state for this. So let's look and see what's different from any other availability group out there. And what we want to see here is that this server that I'm sitting on is on the CFDev domain, and you'll see that this machine, -30, is sitting in the NTDev domain. So completely separate domains, and we're able to do this. We can also do this in workgroup with no domain at all. So that's the feature that we've created, and I hope that it helps a lot of people out there. So again, we've got a business problem where customers were challenged by the restriction to have all the nodes in an availability group within a single domain. The cluster team and the SQL team worked together for a significant time solving this problem, and we now have a solution that works for customers that frees them from the restriction.